Chapter 15. Cat tried to crawl out from under Sin, but he wouldn't let her.
"Stay down,"
he growled in her ear, before he rolled away and stood up to confront whatever had knocked him into her.
"I should probably listen."
But that just wasn't who she was. So she pushed herself up, then wished she'd listened to him after all. Kassar was in the room, with 6 other demons. That alone made her blood run cold, yet it wasn't the only bad news. They had Zakhar in chains again. And the worst was Katara, who lay dead a few feet from her. Her eyes misting, Kat stared in horror at her friend's lifeless body. It looked as if they'd tried to literally tear Katara apart. The sight and grief made Kat sick to her stomach. How could they have done such a thing? Sin was on his feet trying to fight the demons. Trying being the operative word, it was obvious something was wrong with his powers. Infuriated over what they'd done, Kat tried to blast Kassar, and then realized exactly what had happened to Sin. She had no powers either. Something was negating them.
"He has the tablet,"
Sin said from between clenched teeth as he slung one demon into another. Well, that explained it. But it didn't help. The tablet was sucking their powers out of them. Oh, fabulous. No wonder the demons had been able to take Zakhar and kill Katara. Kassar laughed before he headed toward Kat with a deadly intent. To her shock, Sin put himself between them. Kassar swung at Sin, who jumped back and struck him a fierce blow in the chest. It didn't faze Kassar as he kicked Sin so hard it lifted him off his feet.
"Simmy!"
Kat shouted at the top of her lungs. It was time to put a stop to this. Simmy and Zarina instantly appeared.
"What?"
Simmy asked, until she saw the demons. Both she and Zarina exploded into demon form. Kat stumbled back. It was the first time she'd ever seen the whole of Simmy's true form. Her skin was a deep, bloody red with black lips, hair, wings, and claws. She wrapped herself around the nearest demon and ripped his throat out. Kat turned away from the awful sight. Kassar pointed the tablet at Simmy before he spoke in Sumerian. Zarina laughed.
"We're not gods, you moron. We're demons, and that has no effect on us."
She flew at him. He dodged, grabbed the chains holding Zakhar, and vanished with him.
"No!"
Sin shouted, trying to catch them before they vanished. But he was too late, and he had no powers to follow. Kat felt the grief she saw on his face as he turned to look at her while Simmy and Zarina finished off the demons they were eating. She'd never seen any man look more stricken.
"I'm sorry,"
she whispered. There was no forgiveness in his expression at all as he stalked toward her. His eyes were filled with utter agony.
"You keep saying that."
"But I'm sincere."
He raked her with a sneer.
"Sincerity doesn't fix any of this, now does it?"
No, it didn't. And it didn't bring back Katara's life. How the hell had they managed to kill her? It didn't make sense. What happened? He let out a tired breath as he wiped the blood from a cut over his left eye.
"When I came back, Kassar had Zakhar in chains and was holding the tablet in his hand."
He gestured toward Katara.
"He must have used the tablet to drain her. She was already dead when I arrived."
"How did he get his hands on the tablet?"
"Damned if I know. I had it locked in the safe in my bedroom."
This was awful. Kat covered her eyes as guilt and pain settled deep in her soul. This was all her fault. All of it. If not for her, Sin would still have his god powers, and there would be no danger to the world. Katara would still be alive.